Mimi speaking.
Hi, is this Shindel?
This is the home care agency. What is it that you're looking for?
I just spoke with someone named Shindel.
Oh, Shindel. Okay. 1 minute.
What is the name of your agency?
Family First.
Okay.
1 second. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. So you were calling about the home care services, right?
Yes. I just spoke with someone named,
yes.
I think her name is Shindel.
Yes. Let me transfer you to her. Okay. Unless I can help you out. Was it about the pay rate?
She told me to call her back if I wanted to try to sign up.
Okay, sure. Let me see 1 second. Let me send you over to her, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, this is Shindel. How can I help you?
Hi, Shindel. I just spoke with you. This is Siobhan. Just wanted to discuss some stuff. I wanted to know, like, how long is the hiring process?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, as I said, as soon as you're approved for the hours, and we'll send your daughter the application, and hopefully she'll have everything done. As soon as she submits all the paperwork and we have the authorization from Keystone, we'll be able to start. So if she submits all the paperwork as soon as possible, then it could take a few days. It could still be this week if everything is submitted in time.
Okay, so what is the first step to try to sign up with you?
Sure. So let me take your information, and I'll have assigned a coordinator for you. Do you have your Medicaid ID handy so I can take a look?
Yes, I have it. You need my member number?
The Medicaid ID, yeah, the member ID.
YXM8000.
It would actually be just numbers, no alphabets, just digits.
Okay.
Do you have that? 800-500-5604. Okay, let me see if you can pull it up with the information. And also, I'll need your date of birth.
1/17/81.
81?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a minute. I'll see if I can pull it up. So let me repeat. The Medicaid ID said 800-540-640?
No, 64.
Oh, 64. It was shown, no, okay, shown as invalid. No, something is shown as invalid. Let me try with your date of birth and social would be more accurate.
I really don't want to give my social
no.
over the phone.
Okay,
this is my number.
I understand. So let me try with your name then. For some reason the ID is not letting me put in that. Or I could try, you want to repeat the Medicaid ID?
Yeah, 800-540-64.
Four. It's showing invalid. Is that the Medicaid? Are you looking at the Medicaid card?
Yeah, the VIP choice card. Hold on, let me see if I can find
yeah.
my name.
Or let me try with your name, maybe.
All right, C-H-E-V-O-N-N-E,
okay.
M-C-M-C-E-A-C-H-I-N.
H-I-N. Okay, now I was able to pull it out. Okay, no, that was not the Medicaid ID. I was able. The Medicaid ID is 00205543333.
Okay.
So that's what I want. Okay, so I was able to pull it up, and I do see Keystone First Community Health Choices, and so I'll be able to assist you. Okay, now can I get your address, please?
286 Sheffield Road, Sheffield Road, Lansdowne, PA, 19050.
Okay, great. So the number is 286, right?
Yes.
Okay, and are there any minors in the home?
No.
You said no?
No.
Okay. And that would be in Delaware, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and the best number to reach you is 267-250-1046.
Yes.
Do you have any other number you want to add in file?
No.
Just this one, okay. Okay, and now let me get your daughter's name and number, please.
J-A-N-Y-H-R-A.
Mm-hmm. Janira?
Yes, Rutledge, R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E.
Okay. Got it. And her number?
267-897-1919.
And so are you interested in the 1475? Let me just go back and make sure. So I told you 1475 with a 200 sign a bonus or 15 without a bonus, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what are you looking for? Like, what are you rather?
I guess the 15.
The 15. Okay. Sure. Okay, great. So I got the information, and I have assigned Ruth. She is an intake specialist. I would like if you could transfer over to Ruth, so she could start with sending an application to your daughter, and so we could start the process.
Okay.
Of having you enrolled. But first, if you don't mind, can we do a conference call to the service coordinator Keystone so we could request the authorization? So. We could start with authorization,
yes.
And then, yeah, so that's, hopefully we could start, get everything done for this week.
When would I be able to, okay, would they be able to tell me what hours I'm approved for today? Or
yeah.
How to get that?
So if we can get a hold of the service coordinator, we'll ask her if she has that information as well, because it's up to the insurance. Yeah, right. So let me pull up, see who is the current service coordinator. Trying to see on their portal. It's not showing. Let me try. Oh, okay, here it is. Okay, so the service coordinator.
Is his name Mike?
Michael McDermott.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and see if he's answering. Let me try to do a conference call.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. I'll bring up the line.
On First Community Health Services. I'm unable to take your call
at
this time.
We'll just
you're experiencing a medical emergency. Please hang up and dial 911. Please leave a message, and I'll return your call during my normal working hours of Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you require immediate assistance, please call the Keystone First participant line at 855-332-0729 or our personal care connector line at 855-349-6280. Thank you for your call, and have a nice day.
Hi, Michael. This is Shane Kong from Family First Home Care. I'm here on the line with Siobhan. Her Medicaid ID is 00205543333. And we're calling to request authorization to run the process of onboarding her daughter to be the caregiver. And as soon as we have the caregiver onboarded, and we need the authorization so we can start the services as soon as possible. So if you could call me back, my number is 267-551-7427. Siobhan, anything you want to add for Michael?
No.
No. Okay, so hopefully we'll be expecting a call back from Michael so we could start the services. Thank you so much. Okay, so now we left a voicemail. Hopefully you call back. So if he called me, he might call you. Just confirm. So you just let him know that you want Family First so he could send over authorization. So we will be able to start as soon as possible. Now let me see if Ruth is available so I could transfer over to her. She's the intake specialist from our agency. And she will also follow up with Michael, so as soon as we have authorization, we'll be able to start with the services.
Okay,
let me see if she is available now. question. I'm still trying to see. She might be on another call. Hopefully she's available. Let me see if
okay.
I can get a hold of her. Okay, sorry for the long wait. So I was able to get a hold of Ruth, and she's available now, so I could transfer you right over.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for reaching out, and I'll transfer you over, and she'll be able to assist you further.
Okay, and you said y'all do offer the overtime at 22-13 hour?
Right, so so we will do $15 rate, right? So overtime would be $22.50.
$22.50. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure. Just give me a minute, I'll transfer you over. Family First, Ruth speaking.
Siobhan McEachin.
Hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes, hi. Did you just speak with Shandel?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I guess you've been looking for another agency, for a home care agency?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So we can assist you with that. Do you have a caregiver that you're coming with, or do you want us to help you find one?
Yes, my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, great. Hold on. Let me just see what she wrote here. Okay, got it. So I see that you tried calling the service coordinator to request authorization and to let them know about the switch.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So I'm not sure if she told you what the process is going to be like, but I'm just going to tell it to you in short what the intake process is like. So there are two steps that we need before the case can actually start. So number one is that we need the caregiver to be in compliance. So I'm going to contact her and get her started with the paperwork.
Okay.
And then the second part is that we need the authorization from the insurance company. So once these two things are met, we can, you know, start, and she can start working and getting paid, okay?
Okay.
So I'll be working with your daughter to get her signed up, and in the meantime, we'll try to reach your service coordinator again, and I'll keep you posted on it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Do you have any questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. Is it okay if I text you with my contact information so you have that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Great.
And when will you be reaching out to my daughter?
So I'm going to reach out to her in a few minutes.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.